time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark and Jill Netter.
Happy Wednesday.
You didn't even know what day it was.
Dude, it feels like Monday. I mean, 4th of July on Tuesday really threw off my entire week.
It does, but it was sure a nice weekend.
It was very nice.
It was a good weekend.
That's why I wasn't here on Monday.
So did you get to see some good 4th of July 4th of July lights?
Yes. So we actually, from where I live, you have a pretty view of the big ones that the fire department sets off. You can see them all the way from my house.
Probably see Sarah too if you look.
Probably. Our patio faces north though, so usually we just look out that way. Yep.
When my kids were growing up, we lived 2 miles north of Clinton Lake. We could see Clinton, Sarah, Elk City, Canute, Burns Flat, all from our house. There was no use in going anywhere.
You're like, yeah, all the views.
No, anyway,
it's very nice.
It was good times. Anyway, yeah, it was a good weekend. I hope everybody had a good, safe weekend. I noticed my boss, you know, that I named the Gabe Gadget Mezzanet Center after. He looked a little reddish. Anyway, his eyes weren't sunburned, though. I could see the white of his eyes.
That's
so
good.
Anyway, everybody, we had a good weekend. We were invited out to the Willow Ridge Ranch,
nice.
South Sarah, and Kelly always puts on a good show. And Kelly, very good party host. She had a rib crib catered the deal. You know, pick it up, and then everybody else brought homemade desserts. I'm gonna tell you,
can't go wrong there.
No, I was so full when I left there, I couldn't even care less about the fireworks. So anyway, it was all good. We had a good time there. Got to see some people I hadn't seen in a while. And thank you, Kelly and Joey, for having Sandy and I out there. And that was Saturday night, so I just took it easy.
Yeah, I don't blame
until you. Monday. My son showed up from Texas, and my two grandsons, and we were moving stuff, and I'm just telling you, those gun safes, three of them, they kicked my butt. Now I know why I left the pallets on them, so I could move them with the forklift.
Yep, makes more sense.
Yeah. So anyway, we had to get that moved. Got some more stuff moved yesterday. I've been irrigating my feed, my mix from SEI Agritech, and I added high gear to it, like your dad's.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, been watering it, and we planted corn at Granite yesterday.
Nice.
Daryl got her done, and it's in the ground. Got the pivot running on it. Just, man, just get old stuff going.
It is great.
Yeah, anything going, you guys, I noticed she was cutting hay. How'd
that
go?
We're cutting hay at our home pasture, which I don't remember the last time we cut it. I really don't.
It looked great. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what my dad was doing.
Cows going to eat now that you guys cut?
So we only cut like a third of it.
Oh, okay.
And so they're getting the other two thirds plus an extra. We have another pasture that's east of that one that they're kind of made. It's kind of like a circle.
Circle.
They just kind of graze.
Rotational.
Wherever, yeah. Basically, they rotate a little bit, and then we thought about taking them out to our irrigation farm, and then my dad decided not to. He said he's just going to let them graze at home.
Everything looks good.
Yep.
Grass is green, but this heat is starting to take its effect.
Yes, it was looking a little brown, and my dad was like, I'm really not going to take my chances. I think I'm just going to cut it because I'm not going to wait a little bit longer.
So you made a little road trip to Stillwater.
I did.
And?
I'm officially a cow girl.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
How was the sign up? Were you stressed?
A little bit, yes.
Why were you stressed? You was totally prepared for this. I know you was.
I know. It is a lot of information, and it is a lot of decision making. And the combination of that was just, it was a lot. I thought it was really cool, though. They separated us at the orientation part of it into groups. So they separate you from your parents, basically, and they put you
that
with...
That way they can sell you something you don't
exactly.
need.
Exactly. And so they put me with, like, all the ag kids. You go with whichever college you're in. So I was obviously with other agriculture students, and they put you with that. So basically, right off the bat, you're making friends within your college that you're probably going to have classes with. That way, by the time the enrollment part of the day rolls around, you already know people. You probably 90% of the time you will probably have a class with them. There's one girl I met. Our schedules are basically identical, and so we immediately like exchanged information.
Where's
with
she
each
from?
Other. Durant. Is it Durant? I think.
Southeastern Oklahoma.
Yes.
Or South.
Oh wait, no. That's the other girl. No, this one's. She was from Southeast Kansas. The other girl I'm thinking of. Is
oh, cool.
From Durant. Yeah. Met a girl from Arizona. Michigan. There was one more that was, like, really far off. Oh, Pennsylvania, I think.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Coming to Oklahoma State
so
to study agriculture.
Was your roommate there?
No, she enrolled 2 weeks ago.
I got you.
She is at alumni camp for the next 3 weeks doing her officer duties.
Oh, for FFA?
Yep.
Oh,
so
that's right, because she's a reporter?
Yes, she
State
is.
State reporter for FFA?
Yep.
You got it going on, young lady.
Well, I guess. I think I'm going to become, like, her personal assistant, probably.
That's good, because that give me some inside information.
Oh, I can do that.
You can be my, what do they call it, DI? What do they call it? Or something informant.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about, yeah. I'm going to try to bring her home Labor Day weekend.
Oh, you are?
Because, you know, we do the radio and everything. And I was like, I can't miss Labor Day weekend in Elk City. It's like Christmas.
Yeah, it is.
I was like, I wonder if she would like to come home with me.
Well, I know there was a lot of combining looks like it's wheat harvest is looking like it's wrapping up.
Mm-hmm.
I think
it's like 80% done, roughly. Huh? Is that what I saw? Is it like 80%?
Yeah, well, that was last week.
That was last week.
Yeah. And then they've been getting quite a bit of rain this morning. In north central Oklahoma and around Fairview and stuff,
nice.
Which is good. We need a rain. I guess we got a chance tonight. Speaking of weather, let's see what's happening. 70 degrees at Goodwill, 92 at Eric, 22 degrees difference. 94 at Hollis, 95. Mangum, you're the hottest spot in Oklahoma right at the moment.
Mm-mm.
95 degrees. And so 88 here in Elk City. According to the Gabe Gadget Mezzanet Center, we are 86.4 here at the studio. Let's see what's happening out in the Texas Panhandle. 81 at Lipscomb, 87 at Canadian, 86 at Miami, 91 at Dozer, 93 at Wellington, and 94 at Odell. What happened overnight? Anything happened? I mean,
nothing,
you got the
nothing
easiest
happened
report.
Overnight. This is the like shortest report I've ever seen. Grain and soybean trading was closed overnight for the 4th of July and is scheduled to resume this morning. There you have it. It's one sentence. That was your report. Nah, I got a little bit more. Russia says no deal in works to save Black Sea Initiative. Russian officials dismissed a report saying it would consider renewing the Black Sea Grain Initiative that's keeping agricultural products flowing out of Ukraine if banking concessions were made by the European Union. The initiative is scheduled to expire on July 17th. A Financial Times report earlier this week said the European Union is willing to consider a deal under which the Russian Agricultural Bank, or I don't even know how to say that, is a Russian word, Rosalkazbank. We're going to go with that.
I usually bypass that.
We're just going to call it that. Would create a subsidiary that would handle transactions pertaining to agricultural exports. Maria Z is what I'm going to call her because she has a last name too that I can't pronounce. A spokesperson for the Russian Foreign Ministry said no progress has been made on any such agreement. She said exports of Russian food and fertilizer remain blocked, calling sanctions by Western countries and the United States. And the United Nations illegal. Officials from the European Union have declined to comment on the report. In a separate statement, Russia's foreign ministry said the poorest countries in the world haven't been the recipient of exports from Ukraine. Under these circumstances, it is obvious that there are no grounds for extending the Black Sea Initiative, which expires on July 17th. Thunderstorms expected in parts of Iowa and northern Illinois. Storms are forecast for much of eastern Iowa and northern Illinois this afternoon into the evening, according to the National Weather Service. Some near and east of the Mississippi River may become severe with damaging winds and hail being the biggest concern. Chances for storms continue through at least Tuesday. Is this yesterday's, or is that next Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was like, today's Wednesday.
Yeah.
I was really confused for a second. Severe weather also is expected in parts of Oklahoma and northwestern Arkansas today. Wind gusts up to 70 miles an hour and large hail are possible in the region. Multiple rounds of severe thunderstorms will be possible, including isolated to scattered activity from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. Wednesday afternoon and evening, and another overnight thunderstorm complex after 3 a.m. on Wednesday night. How's your update? Short and sweet.
Yeah, it was. A lot shorter than the ones I usually do. Well, here's an update on your current grain prices right now. Corn for July, $5.59, up a little over $1 today. September, $4.90. December, $4.97. Soybeans for July, down a little bit, $15.53, but still a good price. August for $14.76 and September $13.87. Soybean meal, July $4.20, August $4.13, September $4.06. Soybean oil for July $68.11, August $64.75. Hard red winter wheat almost up the limit today already. July is $8.48. And September 844, and when I come back after this break, I'll get you some cash prices at some of the local elevators around here. How about that? October oats. If I get that trifocal going, it looks like OCT, then you put it down there where you're supposed to see it. It says oats. July 379, September 408. Cotton is at 82 cents for October. December is at 81 cents. Cattle are in the red today a little bit, but they're still nicely priced. And we'll have more on cattle coming up after this break, because today is the Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour, and they like to talk. They like it when I talk about cattle.
Oh, yeah.
So
I like when you talk about cattle.
Yeah, so anyway, we'll have more on the Taylor Ranch coming up after your West Texas weather update, coming right up after this break.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I open new accounts, CDs, IRAs, help our customers with online banking, order debit cards, anything that has to do with checking accounts, savings accounts, opening those up for new customers or helping our existing customers with any issues or things that they might have with an account. They want customer service. They want someone to just know who they are, and they want someone that they can trust. I'm Tori Ashpaw, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust at Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed in corn, forage sorghum, and milo. Advanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Advanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Advanta Seeds. The future begins with a seed.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
It was 30 years old. A gentleman brought in a 30-year-old ratchet that quit working, and they replaced it. No questions asked. 30 years old, and they replaced it, just like that. Napa Auto Parts offers a lifetime warranty on all their tools. They stand behind their products, and they take care of the people who buy them.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Hey, Today in Ag listeners, this is Jared Clark with South Star JCB. We carry a variety of wheel loaders, excavators, telehandlers, skid steers, and several other types of equipment. Please give me a call at 469-325-7466. That's 469-325-7466. Check us out on the web, southstartxjcb.com. That's southstartxjcb.com. I'd love to sell you one. Thank you and God bless you.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back from that Taylor Ranch break. I'm looking out here in the Texas Panhandle, and I'm kind of going to go with Dozer. It's 93 degrees, heat index is 97, humidity's at 43, dew point's at 67, the winds are at a whopping 5 miles an hour out of the southeast. Peak wind gust today so far, 15 miles an hour. What else we got in here? Month to date precipitation, they've got 131 thousandths of an inch. 113. Well, I try to make sure those guys up at Grimes over here past Four Corners and up north towards Cheyenne understand how much rain they get. They only understand thousands. They don't get into this 8/10 or 0.80. They're not into that. So anyway, no red flag minutes today. 8-inch soil temperature right now is 81 degrees. So I want to say my corn that we planted yesterday is probably going to come up, probably be coming up tomorrow, as warm as the ground
is. It's very warm.
It's very warm. Anyway, Taylor Ranch has been with the show since it started.
Yes.
And they got some great meat, and there's people buying freezers and stuff. I follow stuff like that. Hey, you sold any freezers today here at Ace today? Oh, yeah. All right, so you need to fill that with something. What do you got on the Taylor Ranch?
An excellent steak leaves a lasting impression. Isn't that the truth? A steak that is full of flavor, has juiciness, and is tender is an eating experience so good it can still be remembered years later. Whether you would like to relive that mouth-watering event or experience it for the first time, Taylor Ranch can help with that. They work every day to create that tremendous eating experience by selecting genetics that enhance the marbling, ribeye, and tenderness of every calf. They develop every animal as if it were going to be served at their own table. That's Taylor Ranch. Their beef is available in quarters, halves, or whole. Third-party verified, all natural, and hormone-free also available. You can contact Jimmy or Tracy Taylor at 405-609-4662.
Beef, it's what's for dinner.
So. We like beef over here.
Yeah.
We had beef. We had burgers last night. Burgers and hot dogs. It's the most American dinner you could ever have on the 4th of July.
Besides hot dogs.
We had beef hot dogs.
Yeah, I know. I seen where that one guy for the last 3 years has set the record again and won the contest.
It's so disgusting. It's disgusting. I'm sorry. I think that's the most disgusting thing ever. I'm like, why?
Okay, somebody text in Jimmy. So what? Anyway, if you, yeah.
Is that all they said?
That's all they said.
Just
Jimmy.
Jimmy?
Yeah.
What?
What? Anyway, let me reply.
What?
Anyway, then I'll get to the cattle market here. All right. Anyway, I'm sorry, we're kind of goofy today. We've had a great weekend.
Long weekend.
Okay, live cattle for August. 175.65, October 178.60, December 182.97, February live cattle 186.67, feeder cattle for August 246.90. Even though it's down today, it's still good. That's all I can tell you. September 250.45, lean hogs for July 101.50. They're actually lean, the hogs are coming back. August 98.17, October 81.77. And then what do we got here? I got some reports. So Elk City was shut down Friday. Mm-hmm. I don't think, surely Hollis, I didn't look. Hollis didn't have theirs Saturday. Western Oklahoma didn't have theirs Monday. Mm-hmm. And Hobart's not having theirs today. But we kind of got an overall report on what happened last week in Oklahoma. So if you be patient with me, I got it. And total receipts in Oklahoma, even with some of the sales closed down, was 23,291. Feeder cattle was 20,732, and there's still people selling cattle. 2,097 slaughter cows were sold. Replacement cows, 462. Compared to last week, feeder steers and heifers in Oklahoma were $5 to $10 higher. Demand very good for feeder cattle following a COF report a week ago showing big placements for May. Those would continue to pull cattle early. Steers and heifer calves mostly steady, except for the 400 to 500 pound steers was $5 to $15 higher. Demand moderate for calves with the increased supply of unweaned calves. Slaughter cows mostly steady to $1 higher. Slaughter bulls $4 higher. Demand very good for all classes of cows, with some replacement cows and pairs seeing up to $3,000. Bring it, because I'm bringing 5 pairs in this week. So anyway, just a overview. Let's pick some big boys here, or not big boys, big loads. 251 head, averaging 432 on the steers. We're bringing anywhere from 266 to 317.50. 471 ones was bringing up to 298, and then some 255 head sold that weighed 582. 276 was the high end, to a little over $255 was the average. Let's just slide on down here to the heifers. That gives you an idea of what's going on with that. Big load of heifers, 206, 206 head, 423 average, was bringing up to 270, 250, and then some 500 pounders, 524, bringing up to 249.50. Let's slide on down to the cows. Okay, bulls, medium and large. Oh, wrong bull market there. I want slaughter bulls. There we go. Breaker cows, we're gonna go with the cows first. Breaker cows was bringing anywhere from $95 to $1.23 per pound. $1.1470 was the high average. Boner cows, a bunch of those, almost 400 head sold in Oklahoma last week. Weights were anywhere from $908 to $1,254, and they were bringing anywhere from $97.88 to $109.26. Lean cows, another big bunch, about 500 head there, was bringing anywhere from 70 was the low end I seen, but the low average was 81.75, and the high average was 121. Bulls, here we go. This is the bulls I was looking for. Bulls number one brought $1.3250. Bulls one to two, looked like there's about 150 bulls sold last week, and they were bringing anywhere from 109.69 all the way up to 131 was the high average. So not bad. Bred cows, here we go. Medium and large one to twos was bringing anywhere from 950 to 1700. It's the highest I see. They were all averaging around 1400 to 1500 bucks. Bred heifers were bringing around 1500 bucks. Cow calf pairs, here we go. Medium and large number ones was 150 pound or less calves on them was bringing anywhere from 1600 to 2700. The average price was 2203. And then cow-calf pairs, medium and large number ones with 150 to 300 pound calves on them were bringing nice. They were averaging anywhere from $2,708 to $3,000 at $25 per pair. And then cow-calf pairs, medium and large number ones with over 300 pound calves on them was bringing $3,275, $3,159, $3,150, and $2,600. $2,600, I mean.
There's a difference there.
Cows are doing really well. If yes. you think you want to take a break from cows, right now would be a really good time to sell them and take a break, give your grass a break, and take your wife, especially if you're – you don't even have to be a peanut farmer and head to Florida for the Southeast Peanut Convention.
Oh.
I really want somebody to go. I would like to go, but somebody's got to do the show. Jill's going to Colorado.
I'm going to the mountains.
She's
sorry.
Going to the mountains, so I don't have anybody to cover me. But anyway, somebody needs to go buy a toy and bring it back. And I want to see it. So anyway, a little bit more about peanuts coming up after this Taylor Ranch break. And we'll come back. Jill will have your northwestern Oklahoma and northeastern Texas panhandle forecast for you.
For the first time in a long time.
I don't know. You've been over here for a couple days there. Anyway, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Doug Gray Auto Group in Elk City and Sayre would like to thank everyone for making us number one. For the best deals on a new or pre-owned Ford, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, or Ram, Jeep, Dodge, or Chrysler, nobody treats you better than Doug Gray. With convenient locations in Elk City and Sayre, for sales, parts, and award-winning service, we make it easy. Thanks again, and visit us online at DougGrayAutoGroup.com.
We do see a lot of kids in the pediatric population that deal with chronic sinus problems, chronic ear problems, particularly infections, allergies, recurrent sinus infections. We see it a lot in the adult population as well. You know, that's pretty typical of, you know, Oklahoma. You know, you live here long enough, you're gonna have some sinus and allergy problems. You treat allergies medically, whether it be, you know, an antihistamine, a nasal spray, or even immunotherapy, which everybody knows as your standard allergy shot. As soon as, you know, you get to a point to where you're starting to deal with issues like recurrent sinus infections or things like nasal polyps, manage it as medically as best you can. And then sometimes there is surgery that is needed and required to kind of add to the spectrum of treatment. Hi, I'm Dr. Tyson Fisher, and I'm an ear, nose, and throat physician at Great Plains Regional Medical Center. Find the best medicine right here at home.
For an appointment, call 821-5255.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TAXI for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TAXI for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TAXI.
I was a teacher, and so I taught him in high school. What I always noticed about Mickey was what a leader he was. And part of it is because he's so willing to do the work himself. We had an incident this past December. We had the freeze in Mangum, had a pipe bust in the wall, and it's just a mess. And Gary called Mickey, and honestly, the plumber did arrive first, but Mickey and his daughter were right behind them. They brought tools, and they helped Gary clean out the bedroom, and they mopped the floor, they took the carpet up. And when they left, I told Gary, I said, we couldn't live in a better town because that would never happen anywhere else. And we're very thankful to have him. I'm Celia Nippert, and Gary and I use Mickey Lively because we know that when we have a need for our insurance, that Mickey and Farm Bureau will take good care of it.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Jim is all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back to Today in Ag with Jimmy and Jill. Jill, what's happening up north?
That's cooler than it is here.
That's for sure.
I picked Buffalo. It's 72 degrees in Buffalo. Feels like 72 degrees. Dew point is 66. Humidity is 82%. Man, that's high. Wind is out of the east at 9 miles an hour. Sun is going to set at 9:01 p.m. this evening. Today you can expect... Oh, there's actually a 30% chance of thunderstorms with a high of 90 degrees. Tonight, 70% chance of thunderstorms with a low of 65. Tomorrow, 40% chance of thunderstorms, high of 79. Tomorrow night, also a 30% chance of thunderstorms. Friday, 30% chance of thunderstorms, the high of 93. Friday night, 50% chance of thunderstorms. Saturday is going to be mostly cloudy with a high of 83. Saturday night, also a 40% chance of thunderstorms. And Sunday, a 20% chance of thunderstorms with a high of 86. So, looks like chances of rain.
Bring it. It's July. Bring it. We'll never turn down rain.
Not in July.
No, we're not going to. Well, I'll never turn down rain, period.
I feel like by the time August gets here, it's like it feels like the sun. It feels like you're standing on the sun in August.
You are.
Scorching.
Well, as I was mentioning earlier about peanut, and I know we're not in the Southeast AgNet, but them serious peanut farmers down there. I know there's a lot of guys around here think they're peanut farmers, but I'm kidding. Don't come looking me up. Hey, by the way, I was thinking of a peanut farmer. I hear that Sugar Daddy, Brian, a.k.a.
I know
Brian,
who Sugar Daddy is at this Brian point. Silla,
I hear that he's going to have a pineapple and sugar cane float in the Dust Bowl Days parade.
That sounds That's exciting.
What I hear. No, I haven't got that confirmed yet, but anyway, it might be worth it just to go see. So I might have to sneak over and steal one of his pineapple trees.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So anyway, okay, bring me one.
Yeah, I'll bring you one. Anyway, peanut growers across the Southeast, including Oklahoma and Texas, I'm adding that in there, are invited to take part of the annual Southern Peanut Growers Conference will be held July 27th through the 29th at the Sandestin Golf and Beach Resort in Miramar Beach, Florida.
So you can go golf.
Yeah, you can go golf, do whatever it wants. But Florida,
I can't golf.
Huh?
I can't golf.
You could if you wanted
no,
to.
No, I went to Top Golf and I seriously couldn't hit the ball. I'm not kidding. It was bad.
That's different.
My dad has a video. It's bad.
Oh, what? Dude, Brent, if you're listening, send it to me.
Please don't. He'll post it.
Florida Peanut Producers Association Executive Director Ken Barton told Southeast Ag Network's Randall Wiseman there will be something at this event for every peanut farmer out there. So let's take a listen to this. If I hit the right button, am I on the right one? Yes, I am.
The 24th Annual Southern Peanut Growers Conference is coming up, and we're hoping that farmers from across the Southeast and other growing regions in the country will attend. We've got a very strong program lined up for the attendees and some fun time in there for the families and programs for our spouses, and actually bringing back an 18-hole golf tournament this year. So I think we've got something for all of our farmers out there.
I was going to say, at this event, there's a lot of chance to catch up with folks, but a lot of great information does get passed out, too.
Yes, it's actually an educational event, but we see that we have to build some fun into it. Like, you know, starting with some of our programming, something that's really interesting to folks is non-food use for peanuts. You know, we continue to grow more and more peanuts, it seems like, and we've got to think outside the box and figure out different uses. Just non-traditional uses for peanuts. And we've got a whole general session looking at that. And we've got some university officials from University of Georgia and ARS and USDA. So this should be a very interesting session there. And another thing that's top of mind that we've built a session around is precision agriculture. We got some research scientists from Auburn University, University of Florida, and University of Georgia that will be spearheading that session on precision agriculture. Should be very, very interesting and educational that farmers can take back to their farms and put to practical use.
Ken, I know you hope a lot of producers will attend, but we do want to remind them there's a date they need to remember, and Friday is the deadline to get pre-registered.
That is correct. June 30th is the last day for the early registration. You can register right on up to conference time. Matter of fact, you can register on site. Now, the price does go up, and sometimes you just have to, but that's fine. We encourage everybody to register early. You can go to the southernpeanutfarmers.org website and get all that registration information, as well as the conference schedule and all the details on the conference. Or you could call any of the state grower associations, Florida Peanut Producers, Georgia, Alabama, or Mississippi Grower Associations could provide you with that information.
Say somebody out there has never been to this event. You would really encourage them to go just to see what it's all about.
Sure would. It's such a great opportunity for those educational events to learn even the political side of it. We have a session that will have Congressman Austin Scott. He currently serves as the Vice Chairman of the House Committee on Agriculture and Chairman of the Subcommittee on General Farm Commodities. So that session should be very informative about what's going on with the Farm Bill coming up. So absolutely, there's something for every farmer out there that he can take back to his farm to find useful. So we encourage growers to attend and bring their families to enjoy the beautiful resort at Sandestin Golf and Beach Resort in Miramar Beach, Florida.
Bam. And you notice he said other areas?
Yes.
That's Oklahoma and Texas. So anyway, somebody needs to go. Sorry. I hate to be a pest about this, but I really want somebody to go. Because next year might go.
Huh? It's Florida.
I know.
Like, it's such a great excuse to go.
And they're having a golf tournament.
I'm not playing golf, but, you know.
Anyway, they go to, when he said that, first thing, the picture that came into my mind was a bunch of farmers out there playing golf with farmer tans.
Ain't that the truth?
White legs and tan arms.
Oh, I don't have a farmer's tan.
Anyway, it should be fun. So anyway, just a little update for you peanut growers out there. I figured you would appreciate it.
Peanut growers. So anyway,
what do you got going on over there?
Well, I got a lot.
Well, let's start something. Let's go with OSU.
I like OSU. I like all things Oklahoma State and Orange and Black and Pistol Pete and all of the above, basically. Sidwell Enterprises fills several positions. The owner and Oklahoma State University alumni, Brady Sidwell, recently hired four fellow alumni and current students for various positions across the multi-enterprise company. Sidwell graduated from OSU in 2004 with a bachelor's degree in agricultural economics. He said, "I love to hire from OSU if possible. Being an OSU alumni myself, it has always been a priority of mine to support the college in any way I can. Beyond that, I know I am hiring from OSU. I am getting the most well-rounded and ambitious individuals available." That's so true. Jamie Hayes recently accepted the position of Chief Financial Officer for Sidwell Enterprises. Hayes studied accounting and finance at OSU for more than 4 years before eventually transferring to Northwestern Oklahoma State University to complete her degree in accounting. She said, "I would recommend working with or interning at this business to any OSU student or alumni. There is a variety of different business under Sidwell Enterprises, so it allows for experience in multiple fields. It gives a lot of exposure and is constantly growing, changing, and evolving. It is very active and exciting." Hayes will oversee financial operations for each entity, as well as business reports and forecasting. Cade Jenlink accepted the position of licensed commodity broker at Sidwell Strategies. He interned with them for approximately a year as a broker assistant while completing his bachelor's degree in agribusiness from OSU. Jenlink will work with agriculture producers on risk management solutions and strategies. Katie Whitfield interned with Sidwell Enterprises before accepting a full-time position upon completion of her bachelor's degree in animal science with a concentration in business from OSU. She is business development coordinator for Sidwell Distribution. "Going to OSU definitely prepared me for a job in the setting," she says. "The animal science program there is the best, and it gave me a lot of background to be able to go into this job confidently." Whitfield will handle the local supply chain and developing the Sidwell Distribution Top Shelf Beef Program. Taylor Dowell, I hope I said this right, recently accepted an intern position for Seville Enterprises. She is the marketing and communications intern while studying agribusiness and agricultural communications at OSU. Dowell will focus on website and social media development for each entity.
Cool.
That's me.
That's what I want to do. That's one business in Oklahoma that's benefited from OSU.
So he said that he really likes to hire OSU grads. So one thing I learned at my enrollment and orientation that I thought was really cool, OSU has a website called hireosugrads.com. If you are a student at OSU and you want to find a job or an internship with specifically like in your area of what your major is, you basically can go in and like pick like, okay, so my major's ag communications. So I would go in and be like, okay, I'm a major in ag communications. What jobs does that bring up? Then you can go in and be like, where do I want to work? Do I want to work in Northwest Oklahoma? Do I want to work in Southeast Oklahoma? Do I want to work outside of the state? You can click that and it will literally pull up jobs across the entire United States.
Yeah, and you've already been offered, what, two already?
Yes, I have been offered many internships. Yeah,
you've been, I know you was riding on the plane with Casey Shepard here a while back.
That was the most crazy thing there.
Well, hanging out with your dad, Jimmy Taylor, you're going to run into
I ran into a lot of people, let me tell you, and I got offered a lot of jobs.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty interesting because, you know, there's a lot of kids around here been going to college on shooting scholarships, and I don't know if the police are hiring them after they get out of college for their shot.
Might be.
Yeah, we got a cool text in here on this guy. He says, "I know it's been wet, but this is a little different. And from the best thing I could tell, this is a tractor pulling a grain cart. Because looking at the color of the axle, blue, I figure that's a grain cart." Well, I'm guessing they're combining wheat. He's got a big old soft shad lure, a big one with a big, I don't know, number one hooks in it, embedded in his grain cart tire. Usually it's a deer horn, a bolt, or a nail, or
not
something.
A fish lure?
But this guy shows me a picture of a lure. So
how does that even happen in the middle of a field?
Well, say the creek got out, or the road got out, or the lake got big, and it went up on his land, and then went back down. It might have. I have no clue, and I'm sure he doesn't either. But anyway, that's pretty cool. Well, let's take a Taylor Ranch break, and when we come back, Jill will have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for southwestern Oklahoma and the eastern Texas Panhandle. And I missed Hay Day. Tuesday was yesterday, so I have a update on some prices. They have finally changed, and we'll see if it's good or bad. Be right back after this.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with Hypro. For Hypro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erick. Call 526-3070.
Your tractor has a flat tire out in the field, or you're on a construction site and your truck tire is flat. So you call down to Blair. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They come to you. Blair Tire and Feed has 8 people who work like dogs to take care of you. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed. They're at the corner of Highway 283 and 19. For on-site tire service, call 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, June 23rd. 1,379 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 236 brought 326. 3 at 317 brought 330. 5 at 368 brought 316. 7 at 390 brought 302. 12 at 433 brought 275. 4 at 611 brought 233. 9 at 634 brought 227. 5 head of heifers at 206 brought 306. 10 at 366 brought 266. 6 at 478 brought 242. 8 at 495 brought 235. 15 at 550 brought 226. 3 at 647. Brought 195, 7 at 1335, brought 143.85. Butcher cows were 60 to 120. Butcher bulls brought 94 to 140. Bred cows were 760 to 1875. Pairs brought 750 to 2650. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sell every Friday at 9 a.m. Consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That's 580-497-6095.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You might want to turn up the mic.
I got it. I got it handled. We're doing an ag show, and you're shopping for shoes in the break.
What else am I supposed to do?
Look for the next story.
I already got it pulled up over here.
Yeah,
all right. Hey, I picked Altus for the Hobart Farm and Garden Lone Ranger forecast today. It is 94 degrees in Altus, and it feels like 99. Heat risk is very high today. Dew point 68. Humidity is 43%. Wind is out of the southeast at 4 miles an hour. It's not even breezy. Sun is going to set at 8:54 p.m. today. You could expect a high of 100 degrees. Tonight, low of 72 degrees with a 30% chance of thunderstorms. Tomorrow, 40% chance of thunderstorms with a high of 93. Friday is going to be hot. Literally what it says, hot and 100 degrees. Saturday, it's also going to be hot with 99 degrees. And Sunday, it's going to be, guess what?
Hot.
It's going to be hot.
Anyway, I'm glad we got chances of rain coming up, though. Anyway, speaking of Altus, I met my son and grandsons down there at the Quartz Mountain State Park yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
At the new Lookout Kitchen.
Ooh.
It was really good.
It was. Where's that located at?
Like at the lodge.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's in the lodge.
I haven't been down there in a long time.
They changed it up just a little bit.
Okay.
You know, because they did a full remodel down there, I think, in the last couple of years. I don't remember. Anyway, we met down there, and I got to say that the breakfast was good.
I like breakfast.
Yeah. It had scrambled eggs, scrambled just like I want, just like my wife does. And then the bacon. I had the sausage. I had my week's limit of gluten yesterday, and so anyway, biscuit with sausage gravy on there, and then what else? Oh, they had the cut-up home fries. I'm
sounds
done
amazing.
With all that stuff for now. The lake, there was a lot of people at the lake. It's 30% full. No, it's not full, but there's still plenty of deep water out there, and people will go float around on. So
yeah,
anything's good. So I'm glad the lake has come up.
That is good.
It's up 10% compared to what it was last year. So anyway, hey, you had an interesting story on bees. And
bees.
It was crazy because I had a personal message yesterday from a guy. He had a hive show up in his backyard.
Oh, really?
I think, and he wanted to know who the people was that I'd said on the show one time about coming and getting the bees if he didn't want to.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it's a traveling eye. So I put it on social media. There was 10 or 15 people on there, but he told me nobody came got them. Anyway, they're probably going to leave anyway. I didn't see my traveling beehive that usually shows up in my irrigation field this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they show up every year. They go right to the breaker box.
Uh-huh.
I mean, when you pull in there, like, what? And so they didn't show. And I got stung yesterday. Just the FYI for you guys out there. I just got through mowing. I had my big old boonie hat on. Mm-hmm. And I took my hat off in the house. And bam, right on the end of the finger.
Oh.
And got me on the end of the finger, a yellow jacket. And so when I moved him out the deal, he come around and stung me in the neck. And then he got the boot size 10. Smash him flat after that. He got me twice. Yeah. Them things are, I've noticed the last 5 or 6 days, they're pretty aggressive. And did you know that Miramar that we was talking about a while ago with the peanut convention?
Oh, yes.
That's where they filmed Top Gun.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
One of my ag listeners texted that in to me.
Fun fact of the day.
Yeah. Miramar is where they, both of them, one and two, or just one? What's the answer
I
there?
I thought they filmed the second one in, like, actual, like, fighter town, USA.
They probably did, but I was just,
I feel like they did.
I want to see how good this guy really is.
Oh, okay. You're going to get fact check him.
Is this one or two? And
they were both good, though.
Yeah, they were both good. Just the first one, he already answered.
Oh, wow, that was fast. Dang.
So let's talk about bees.
Yeah, so I was reading my Oklahoma Farm Report this morning. You know, like, I feel like a 60-year-old gal reading my farm report in the morning. Just not calling you out or anything, but, you know. Anyway, they did an article with Courtney Burr, and I hope it's B-I-R, so I'm going to go with Burr. Like, Burr, it's cold. She is an OSU Extension Farm Management Specialist. And she is kind of talking about a bee workshop that is coming up, her own bee farm, and how to handle unwanted swarms and hives. She says that they have two main workshops. The first one is July 26th from 9 to 3 in Oklahoma County. And then September 7th, we have a workshop in Tulsa County. So there's two opportunities if you want to go to a beekeeping workshop to learn some information. So maybe if you want to start a bee farm. So two opportunities if you really want to start a bee farm and get to know a little bit more about it. Burr was excited to share that OSU Extension has a few beekeeping workshops coming up in the near future. She shared that registration will be $20 and you can register through OSU Extension. The Oklahoma City County workshop is geared toward beginners. So if you don't have a bee farm and you want to start one, you should go to the Oklahoma County one on July 26th, which is here in just a couple weeks. The Tulsa one, however, will go into a little bit more advanced topic. So maybe you have a bee farm already and you want to learn a little bit more. I would go to that one on September 7th. Some information Burr said attendees could expect is how to get started, common pitfalls, the economics of beekeeping, regulations, labeling laws, opportunities for beekeepers to participate in government programs, and more. She says, I am an urban beekeeper, meaning I live in Stillwater city limits, and I have two beehives in my backyard. She said, I really got started because I felt that the materials out there to learn about beekeeping, some of it was contradictory. So as the person that's working on the economics of beekeeping, I wanted to have a better understanding myself. Burr said that honeybees and urban beekeepers like herself are protected under the Oklahoma, Apiary Act. However you say that. However, HOAs can prohibit them. She said she has enjoyed being able to gift the honey, having natural pollinators, and all of the other benefits that come with having bees. Having her own honeybees played a big role in allowing her to help others, according to Burr. While it wasn't easy, going through her own struggles made it easier to understand and relate to other beekeepers when they called her for help. Doing all the homework, participating in these clubs, going to some workshops, taking some courses, finding a mentor, those are all great things to do before you even begin thinking about bees. She made anything clear, it was the bees are not an easy thing to manage. Even she had struggles, so preparing, finding support, and educating herself prior to taking on bees is vital to the success of your own hives. Now, she talks a little bit about swarms settling in your home. She says the best thing to do is to call the professionals and get as much photo evidence as possible. She recommends calling your local extension agent herself and even turning to Facebook groups. If there's a hive in your house, so if a hive ends up in like the soffit of your house or any tree in your yard, that's a little bit more difficult to deal with. I would not recommend just killing bees, especially if they're in the side of your house, because what happens is, sure, you kill the bees, but all that honey and comb and baby bees left in the side of your house, and that goes bad. So if you have bees in your house, just call the professionals to let them take care of it. So
yeah, I seen a guy post yesterday on social media about that, and where they've got in the soffit and been there for years.
Yep.
Man, what happened?
We ran out of time, dude.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to make it up tomorrow, and I will tell you more about the Christmas in July and the Dust Bowl Festival coming up. I will make it up tomorrow. Yeah. And
it's on July 7th and 8th at Foss Lake.
The Christmas in July. I went to the first one.
Yeah.
So number one I went to. Anyway, we got more on that coming up. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark and Jill Metter. God bless.
Number one, 96.5 KECO.
Comfort in numbers. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Hospital and community officials holding a briefing in Philadelphia after the mass shooting Monday night that left 5 people dead and several injured.
Obviously, this office is 100% committed to the vigorous prosecution of this mass killer. And we will do justice in court with this case.
DA Larry Krasner at the start of the briefing. After the 40-year-old suspect, Kim Brady Carricker, was arraigned, being held without bail, and charged with multiple counts, including murder. Police say he appeared to fire randomly. Sources tell the Philadelphia Inquirer...